a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Singer-songwriter Seth Walker's most recent album, his 12th, is Why the Worry? A Meditation on Modern Anxiety. He will appear in Columbus at Natalie's Grand View on Friday, March 27th. Welcome to Craft, Seth Walker.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for having me.
I'm pleased to have you here. Your website describes Why the Worry as, quote, letting go of the worry about perception, the worry of overpreparation, and the worry that seeps in constantly from the news and the noise of everyday life. Mm-hmm. End quote. You've certainly landed in a time when worry seems to be a requirement of the day. So tell me about the development of the album and the attitude, since I understand the album itself had several worrisome moments.
Well, yeah, I guess so. The song itself, Why the Worry, I wrote with my friend Oliver Wood. It was inspired by a Willie Nelson little clip I heard of him talking about what a needless emotion it is. And they're feeding it to us. I'm not saying there's a cause for concern, but the loop of worry is very addictive, too.
Yeah, so you can get caught up in it.
It sure is. And by no means am I declaring that I don't worry anymore. I'm just asking the question, why the worry?
Yeah, I was going to say, have you found a way to get rid of the worry?
No, I don't. I mean, the Buddhist monks hadn't quite figured that out yet either. So we're all still working on it.
Okay. As you were writing the song and the album, it seems like you were consciously trying to move in that direction of less worry, less anxiety. How did that go over with the album itself, do you think? Were you successful when you listen to it? Does it calm you?
Yeah, it does. Well, firstly, it was a no plan, as I like to call it, kind of record. Many of my records, I've had a pretty clear picture of kind of how I wanted to do it, at least the songs, and even the producer. With this one, I literally just went in with my band and we were just going to kick some tunes around. I hadn't been in the studio in a while and we were messing with some covers. And then we ended up kind of almost falling backwards into this really balanced kind of, we weren't really trying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know what? Let's just lean into that. And I think it was Take Me to the River was the first track. I remember listening back to that and going, man, we don't sound like we're in a hurry to get anywhere. Let's just stay with this and that sound. And that kind of set the tone, I guess, Doug, for the whole record.
It sounds like you were able to let go of the worry because you let's try it and see what it's like.
Yeah, we just tried it and then we weren't steering it too bad. I will say that the people that you surround yourself with were instrumental in kind of creating that tone and that environment. I was with my bandmates in this really great studio in Nashville and it very home feeling. So that definitely attributed to it as well.
All right. And you mentioned that the album does have several covers. You've got Bobby Charles, two J.J. Cale songs, and Bill Withers. So tell me about what led to the inclusion of those into the album. Are these, I assume, songs you have played for a long time and really wanted to get down?
No, not really, man. Like I said, we got in that studio, we just started kicking things around. I was like, let's try this. Let's try a J.J. Cale tune. Let's try that Take Me to the River tune. And the Bill Withers track, I remember that's kind of a lesser known, I guess, if you will, track of his. It's off a record called Adjustments. And I remember loving that tune. Well, getting back to your question, I didn't have any grand plan of, okay, I'm going to do this many covers and this many originals. Mm-hmm. It just happened. Right. happened.
It's a worry-free album, so it just happens.
Some things just happen.
Right. Final question. Can you let us in on maybe a couple of the songs that you'll play at Natalie's Grand View? Is it going to be a lot off the new album, dipping into your catalog of 11 other albums? What is your plan for that? Are you going to do the, I'm not going to worry about it until I get there?
I'll definitely do some tracks off the new album. I always do Up on the Mountain. That's one of my favorite ones to play. I wrote that one. I live in Asheville, just outside of Asheville, Fairview. That's a tune I wrote sitting up on my little hill up there. So I like that. That's a nice tone setter. And then I do Why the Worry, the title track. And sometimes I do the Bobby Charles tune. Now that one, I had been playing, getting back to your question earlier, I had been playing I Must Be in a Good Place Now regularly. I actually released that as a single a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And as we were putting the record together, I was like, I hadn't put it on a record. I was like, you know what? This thing belongs. It just seems to belong on a record called Why the Worry.
Well, we'll look forward to that on March 27th at Natalie's Grandview. And Seth Walker, thank you very much for talking to me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug. I'll see you then.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.